Everybody, we are with you this morning. We are live. So good to have you. Welcome, church. This is our church Sunday morning, or wherever you are. It might be, you know, Monday, certain parts of the world. But certainly glad to have you. Lots happened this week. I just got to address this. I've released videos on it. You can go back and catch it on David Hebner TV. I have a channel dedicated to Charlie Kirk. He was assassinated this week. I'm sure you've heard about it. If you haven't, you need to hear about it. This isn't just a shooting. It's not just an assassination. This is a, and I talk about this, okay? I talk about this. So it is more than assassination. It is actually a sacrifice. It was a blood sacrifice. The enemy always requires blood, okay? And not only that, but it's where he was shot. He was shot in the neck, which symbolizes the throat, the breath, his words. Charlie Kirk's words touched the lives of young people. And so I just want to take a moment, if we could, this morning, of just silence for Charlie Kirk, for the memorial of, praying for his family, for his wife, his two children. You know, he touched the lives of so many young people. My son listened to him, followed him. Young people follow him. I'm so angry. I'm angry at the enemy, all right? But I want to take a moment of silence just for Charlie Kirk, memory, his wife, his children, his family, his friends, and the country. Okay. Thank you, Lord. So I want to get into this. Talking about the blood, because this is important. And this is what God has given me to talk about this morning. Folks, the blood. I don't understand why churches, why Christians, why these pastors, why these seminaries, these so-called theologians don't understand the blood. Oh, they say, yeah, the blood of Jesus cleanses sins, atones. Yes, we understand that. You can give me all the history in the world reading the Bible. But I'm talking about the blood as it flows today. The blood of Jesus flows and our blood flows. And this is what I want to talk about. We sing about it. We preach about it. There's power in the blood. But have you ever thought about the blood that flows through your own body? We take blood tests. We give blood. Doctors study our blood. What type of blood are we? But do we really understand how important our blood is? Not just medically, but I'm talking spiritually. Every seminary, every Christian college, every school should have a hospital attached to it that studies the blood so we can understand the blood. Jesus shed his blood for you and I. Salvation. We have power. And that power has been transferred to us. But here's what we miss. It's not the power that's been transferred to us. It's the authority that's been transferred to us. His authority. He gave us the authority to what? To heal the sick, to cast out demons, overcome the works of the enemy, preach the gospel. These things will follow Christians. But here's my question. If we can use that authority on others to heal the sick, cast out demons, can we also use it for our own selves, over our own bodies, our own blood? Now people say, David, you're teetering on the edge of, you know, on the edge of New Age. Yes, I am. And I'll tell you, it's a new age for believers. It's a new age of us being enlightened, for us understanding. Get out of that crappy old religious stuff. Did I say crappy? I'm sorry. It's not very Christian of me. Religious crap. Well, I get passionate over this because I look at Christians worn down, beat up, sick, worse off than the world. And I go, God, well, if we have the power, if we've got the authority, what's wrong with this picture? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. Religion doesn't want you to know the truth because they want to keep you under their thumb, under control. Why? Like this, just like Big Pharma. This, power and money, baby. That's the way it is. Jesus gave us authority. He said it in Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. What part of over the enemy do we not understand? What part of shall not harm you in any way do we not understand? Well, if that's true, look at what's going on. I'm not saying we're all exempt from, you know, being sick or having, you know, financial. I'm not saying that. But folks, when the world looks better than we do, now hang on for a second. But David, you don't understand. You see, God doesn't like money. He doesn't like rich people. He doesn't like... That is nonsense. God loves everybody. And it's how you look at money. It's not about the money. The love of money is the root of all evil. It's not money's the root of all evil. And this has been what we've been fed, a bunch of lies. But I want to get back to case in point here. Case in point, if we have the power to heal the sick, cast out demons, can we do it on our own? Can we do it to ourselves? Or are we exempt? In other words, oh, you, David, you can do it, but not on yourself. You see, authority is the pipeline. Stay with me on this. Authority is the pipeline. Power is the flow. Now, the question is, where does that power live? And how does it flow through us? You ever think about that? David, it's a spiritual thing. It's flowing, I don't know, around my head. It's an aura about me. It's what? That's not answering a question. It's flowing through my spirit. Yeah, but you know what, something? You're still here in the flesh, baby. What are you going to do, throw your body out? Oh, my body's disgusting. Oh my! No, it's not. It's the temple of God. And I hear this and I go crazy because it's been years of just bad, bad teaching. And I know why. Because they've been taught and they pass it down. But the question is, where does this power live? How does it flow through us? This is what I want to talk about. I'm going to bring Shanita on, see how she's doing there. Good morning. How are you?
I'm just pretty amazed.
Yeah. We are at the Warrior Bride Conference, folks. I spoke here yesterday. I'm speaking tonight. This is a conference that is filled with a room full of people that have been victims of SRA, abduction, human trafficking. They're either victims or victors, or they're making a journey. We're all making the journey. But I am so honored to be here, and we're going to have a healing service tonight. And I'm just so thankful for this group here. Shanita, we have met so many wonderful people. Do you have anything specific you'd like to say about that?
Well, just to line up, it's exactly that power of the blood. And one of our viewers, Amy, mentioned this week that you're spot on with your Charlie Kirk tribute videos, that it's all about the blood.
And It is. You guys, we have a channel, a tribute channel to Charlie Kirk on David Hebner TV. I'm releasing a lot of videos on there. Please go there and take a look at it. And if you're not a member, go sign up. But we got to support, you know, platforms that are going to tell the truth in these last days. Well, Shanita, I know we've got some prayer requests, and I'm excited to bring you back on in just a few minutes. We're going to go underground, maybe a little bit early today, God willing. All right. Love you. Yeah. All right, folks. Now, listen, I'm going to get back to it. But don't forget about the film festival that we're having. This is on the 14th and 15th, and online, in person. We're going to have the world premiere of episode 3 of Last Evangelist. You can donate, or you can buy a ticket here, or you can submit your film or music, okay? This is our way of teaching artists how to use their gifts for God. All right, let's get back to it. I'm excited about this. The question is, where does this power live? Ask yourself this question, folks. Let's stop. Let's stop complaining. Let's stop running to the doctor. Let's stop saying, oh, you know, I got this. This disease belongs to me. It's my diabetes or my this. It ain't your nothing. It's an attack from the enemy from the outside. Don't own that. I'm guilty of it too. I've done it. Now, we know the blood of Jesus carries eternal power. But you see, our blood, the blood flowing through our veins, is the channel through which God's spirit and our faith connects to our body. Let me say it again. It is the channel through which God's spirit and our faith connects to our body. Your blood is not just a physical substance. Your blood is a messenger. Your blood, my blood, carries oxygen, nutrients to your cells. But it also carries memory. It carries patterns. It carries imprint of what you've been feeding your mind and your spirit. So let's break this down. When you're born again, you have the mind of Christ renewed, but you got to use it. You can be given something, but never use it. Most Christians have never used their mind of Christ, because what happens, we keep feeding our mind full of garbage, entertainment, politics, religion. So what happens, our thoughts get into our feelings, create the feelings that goes to our blood. Our blood carries that to our body. It's a vicious cycle. I'm just hoping Dr. Rodney's on with us tonight, today on Underground, because I know he talks a lot about this, and we talk a lot about this, and I'm sure you guys probably have something to say about this, and maybe you don't agree with me. Maybe you're saying, David, you're out of your mind. Okay, I'm out of my mind. I want to be out of my mind. I want to be into the mind of Christ. And I want to grow. I want to learn. I want to overcome. So life and atonement in the blood. Bible says Leviticus 17:11. Let's see what Leviticus says 17:11. Let's look at it here. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. Okay. All right. What part of the life don't we understand? What part of the flesh don't we understand? And what part of the blood don't we understand? Life, flesh, blood. Life is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11. That's what episode 3 is about. They want your blood. It's a battle over your blood. You see, the blood is God's chosen vehicle for atonement. In the Old Testament, animals shed the blood to cover our sin. In the New Testament, it's the blood of Jesus covering our sin once and for all. And without the shedding of blood, there is no atonement. There's no forgiveness. Zilch. It won't happen. It's always tied to sacrifice, because blood is life. Blood is life. See, when you repent, when I repent, we're not just forgiven. It's not just the blood of Jesus cleanses us. It's that our blood is cleansed. It's a reset. Do you understand? When we repent, we can only do it through a brokenness and with the mind of Christ to have a consciousness to be able to do this. When we do this, because of the continuous pouring of the blood of Jesus, it cleanses us. But also our blood is cleansed. You got to stop thinking of blood as physical. Of course it's physical, but within the physical is the spiritual, lives the spiritual. So let's talk about Satan's counterfeit sacrifice. Before we do that, let's go to comments. Let's see if we've got anybody here. Do you all have anything, an opinion on this? If you do, I want to know it. I want to see it. I want to hear it. I want to read it. Do you have opinion on the blood? Do you agree with the blood? All right. Somebody said amen. Who said it? Rodney. Okay. Rodney said amen. Thumbs up. Thanks, Rodney. Okay. Folks, we got to start thinking about this. We got to stop running off to big pharma. We got to start looking at our own medicine. Our own body heals itself. But how does it heal ourselves? Okay. Well, okay. Let me pull this up. Liz says, that's why we pray over our food. So many toxins in our food, we pray toxins leave and nutrients stay. That's a good point, Liz. Thank you for that. Let me add on to that. Let's stop just thanking God for this food. Let it bless our body. Let's do two things. Number one is let's ask God to get rid of the toxins in the food. But number two, let us have this garbage into our mouth. Let me ask you a question. You're sitting there with a pizza loaded with cheese and grease and meat, and there's nothing wrong with it every once in a while, but people eat it all the time. You're sitting there with this just horrible meal in front of you that, you know, just looking at it clogs your arteries, right? And you know it's not healthy. I know it's not healthy. I do it, but I don't do it a lot. That's the key. A lot of people do it all the time. Christians. I mean, I go to these potlucks after churches, and I see food that's not even in its original form. They say, I go, where's the broccoli? I'm a vegetarian. They say, it's there. I said, that doesn't look like broccoli. It looks like whipped cream because they've whipped it and beat it to death and added stuff to it. So here's an insult to God. You want to hear it? That we sit there and we pray over garbage food and ask God to bless this garbage food as we cram it into our mouths. Oh, man, I just lost a bunch of subscribers, and I am so sorry. I'm not sorry, because that's what I believe. Don't ask God to bless anything that's garbage. God blesses garbage as I cram it into my mouth. Somehow perform a miracle that I can have gluttony and love all these pizzas and hamburgers and this garbage, eat it all the time, and somehow to manifest into, I don't know, nutrients. That's insane. I see preachers in the pulpit. They got a weight problem. And they want to sit there and put down drug addicts and alcoholics and sex addicts. And yet they can't keep food out of their mouth. One preacher said to me, David, I'm not fat. I just got big bones. Anyway, I don't want to go down there. Okay. Thank you for Liz for that. I appreciate that. Does anybody else have anything? Liz did have a good twist. Okay, she says, yeah. Okay, good morning, everybody. All right, listen, I want to know, as you're chatting, folks, if we could stay with the sermon here, and if you guys have anything to add, please do that, because I would love to have your all's input. We're a body, and we come together and we feed each other. So God may lay something on your heart, see, that he hasn't laid on mine. And that way we can help each other. All right. So if you got any comments on the blood, let me know. All right. The blood. God's chosen vehicle for atonement. It's always tied to sacrifice. But here's Satan's counterfeit. This is why I talked about Charlie Kirk. Got four videos. I'm going to release more, probably. But this is why Satan is obsessed with blood. Revelation 17. Babylon drunk with blood of the saints. The woman drinking blood of the saints. Satan requires blood. Hungers the blood, not just blood, but blood of the saints. That's why he took out Charlie Kirk. He's a saint. Satan perverts God's principle about sacrifice. He perverts it. What? By using blood for his destruction, murder, witchcraft, the occult, rituals, and assassination. Twisted blood sacrifices. But is anybody going to talk about this on the news? When you talk about Charlie, I doubt it. Not too many people. We have to understand this wasn't political. Political is low-hanging fruit. This is about the blood. Bloodshed. They desire it. They need it. But here's the good news. Every drop of innocent blood spilled cries out to God, just like Abel's blood did. And the blood of Jesus speaks a better word, Hebrews 12, 24. The blood in you, the blood of Jesus is on you. The blood in you, because that carries the power, because it has the authority, is greater than he who's in the world. So it's talking about how the enemy attacks the blood. He does it through our blood. So how does that happen? Well, through sin. Sin poisons the bloodline. And if it's not dealt with, it's a curse that's passed down. Now, folks, I wish I had time to dissect everything I'm saying and teach on it, because I have taught on it. I don't. We don't have enough time. But please listen and do research and be with us on Underground so we can talk about it more. How does he attack us? Through the blood, through sin. It poisons the bloodline. It's a curse, a generational curse. He does it through sickness, disease. I mean, look at this last scandemic we have. They want to pump every antidote into your body. I don't want to say the word that they can, because they want to contaminate your blood. Big Pharma wants to. They want your blood. Why do you think they have people on so many meds? My mother was on 32 medicines before she passed away. And then she took the vaccine. Passed away. Big Pharma, they got people on so much medication. You know, you watch these shows, especially we've been watching the Beverly Hillbillies lately. And then they run these ads about these medications, right? They help diabetes, they help cancer, they help this, they help that. At the end of it, this voice speaks so fast you can't understand them, and they tell you if you take it, you're probably going to die. Okay, through sickness. How else does he attack you? Through trauma, through words, through bitterness, through fear. This stuff gets written in your DNA, folks, over time. Through pharmakia drugs. Through violence, through sacrifice, shedding of blood, SRA. That's how they get into the blood. They split people's personalities. Because the enemy knows if he can corrupt your blood, he knows that he can corrupt you. Because he knows that most Christians don't know. They have no idea what we're talking about. But what preacher's gotten up and talked about your blood and how it carries sin? Your blood, and how the devil gets to you through your blood, and how you have the power and authority that flows in your blood. See, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Let's look at that. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18, 21. Now let's latch on to this. You have either death or you have life. And what is death and life? Well, they're wrapped up in the power of what? The tongue. So now, let's go back to it. You think, you feel, and you speak. You think, you feel, and you speak. These words that you speak, that I speak, is the very judgment that we put upon ourselves. My dad used to say before he passed away, everything I touch turns to poo-poo. And guess what? Almost everything he touched turned to poo-poo. Because that's what he said. He kept speaking it enough. Stop speaking words of destruction against your blood. Your blood has a memory. It's got a pattern. You feed this stuff into your blood. Your words condition your blood. Your blood listens. It's a messenger. People want to check their blood sugar. Forget your blood sugar. What about that other stuff you're feeding into your blood that you've been speaking with your words? The blood sugar may, I don't know, kill your body, or you may get amputated or something. God forbid. But the other thing sends people to hell. I promise you, if you stop your words, if you stop feeding your blood the words, the condemning words, your blood sugar will level out. If we just understand the power we have in our blood, we will understand that half the disease, half the sickness, half the addiction is going to just evaporate and go away. Oh, but Big Pharma doesn't want that because that's how they make their money. Morning, Jay. Morning, Pam. Thanks for showing up on Instagram. See, blood's a messenger. What you think, you eventually speak. What you speak, your blood carries as an instruction to the body. Let me say it again. What you think, you eventually speak. If you keep thinking something long enough, you're going to speak it. Then your blood carries instruction to your body. It's a messenger. But in that messenger holds everything. That's why they test your blood. Let's talk about the placebo effect. This is why it works. That's why fear makes people sick. And that's why faith-filled words can reprogram your blood with divine order. Let me say it again. This is why fear, negativity, anxiety make people sick. But this is why faith-filled words can reprogram your blood with divine order. I'm talking about breaking the cycle. Let's talk about that. So we're trapped in this vicious cycle of, tainted thoughts. It poisons our blood. Then tainted blood poisons our mind. It's a vicious cycle. It goes around and around, and it goes from generation to generation. It's been happening. It's been in my family for generations, folks. I come from a family of addicts, alcoholics, sexual misfits, Catholics. Oh, did I say Catholics? Sorry. Religious people. People with no faith. You name it. I've got it in my family. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know why God's put me here. I can praise God and thank God that He has given me a morsel of understanding that I want to share with you. And maybe sometimes I'm not on. Maybe I am incorrect. I'm sure I am. But I pray there's enough stuff here that we can use, we can take away with. Well, I can tell you what happened. And I've shared my testimony many times. I was split. I was in program multiple. I had a church David and I had a Hollywood David. To one night, I fell on the floor. I died. I quit breathing. but I came up, and the Church David and the Hollywood David came up together. It's called integrity. I was integrated. No matter where I go, I just make everybody, I make a lot of people mad because I don't care. I only care about God. Sorry. So we're going to break this cycle. And the other thing, too, is you have to hunger truth so bad that you're willing to walk by yourself. And that's what we do with Last Evangelist. Folks, we're winning a lot of awards with Last Evangelist. It's supernatural because we're getting awards from festivals that are atheist festivals. And I love these people. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes more than Christian festivals. But I love the Christian festivals, too. But what I'm saying is I've alienated a lot of people in Hollywood. But I don't care. I care about God. I care about you. I care about truth. Jesus came to break the cycle. He died for you and me on the cross. He shed his blood. He rose. But that's just the big picture. Let's dive into it deep. He came to break the cycle, to break your curse. Do you understand? Your family has a curse. My family had a curse, has a curse, but it can be broken with you. It is broken with you, many of you. Revelation 12, 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. How did they overcome? The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Blood and word. Two key factors of overcoming. So if you have the authority to heal others, you have authority to heal yourself. See, the same spirit that flows through you to deliver others can flow into your own bloodstream to restore your health. The same power, the same authority given to you and I to restore others, to heal others, can also heal us. We have that ability. So how do we do it? How do we do it? Before I tell you how to do it, I want to talk to you about something. No, you know what? I'm going to talk to you about it after we talk about how to do it. Because I want to talk about the woman of blood, 12 years, issue of blood. Once you're under his blood, once you have repented and you're under the blood of Jesus, you're covered by the blood of Jesus, okay? You can speak to your own blood as a messenger. Be clear. It's not New Age. It's not positive thinking or self-hypnosis. This is truth. It's spiritual. Yeah, New Age makes a counterfeit. But I'm talking about the New Age we're in. It's the New Age of enlightenment, of God bestowing upon his people to understand certain things. That's what I believe. You can't rewrite the Bible. It's there. But when you read it, you can understand it on a new level, and that's what we pray for. We're talking about commanding your blood with the authority of Christ. So say to your blood, my blood flows with divine order. I want you to say that. Write this down. My blood flows with divine order. Say it. My blood obeys the authority of Christ. Say it. My blood is clean, pure, and full of life. Say it. My blood carries the message of health and peace to every cell in my body. Say it. Repeat it. Let me say it again. It's important. My blood, it flows with divine order. It's flowing the way it needs to flow. My blood obeys the authority of Christ. My blood is clean, pure, and full of life. My blood carries the message of health and peace to every cell in my body. When you speak with authority in the name of Jesus, your blood hears the message and it obeys. Folks, I started doing this some time back. I started speaking to my blood. Yeah, at first I thought, I don't know, God, have I gone off the deep end? I mean, have I gone too far this time? Or, you know, but I don't think so. I know I haven't, because God, the Holy Spirit, confirmed it in me. So I started speaking to my blood. And there's certain things in my body that have been healed. I focus, I meditate on it. I thank God for my blood. I thank God for making my blood perfect. So let's talk about the woman with the issue of blood. The woman with the issue of blood, for 12 years, her blood was diseased, it was corrupted, it was tainted, just like a lot of people's bloods, especially Christians. So you are where she was. I was where she was, tainted, because we don't know. But she saw Jesus, the man of Nazareth. She said, if I can just touch his garment, if I can get through that crowd, I know I'm a little old lady. I don't have a lot of strength, and I don't have any relevance to the political system. They look down upon me, but I'm going to get through that crowd, doggone it, and I'm going to touch his garment. I'm going to touch it. But what happened when she touched it? When she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, what happened? What flowed out of Jesus? Virtue, power, it flowed out of him into her. Jesus knew it. He stopped. He said, who touched me? Like I told you before, disciples go, a lot of people touched you. We're all here bumping. Jesus says, I don't care who bumps up against me. I got all these religious people bumping up against me. I want to know who intentionally came and grabbed my garment, believing that if they grabbed my garment, that the power was going to come out of me into them. Folks, where did that power come from? It came from the blood of Jesus. Where did it go? It went into her blood. What happened? It restored her blood. Do you see? It flowed out of him. That power reprogrammed her blood. Her blood was a messenger of sickness, but when it encountered the blood of Jesus, it became a messenger of health. This isn't some story in the Bible that we're supposed to read and just go, oh, nice lady, she had. No. This is a teaching on the blood. Listen to me, church. Your blood is not just a biology. Your blood is a messenger, a spiritual messenger, a powerful messenger. The enemy wants to corrupt it. They want to own your blood, your DNA. But when you speak life over others, you can also speak life over yourself. You pray for others, pray for yourself. Pray for a healing. Feed your blood with the word of God. Speak to it with authority of Christ. Stand under the covering of the Lamb's blood. Let me say one last thing. Scripture, the word of God. Without the word of God, you're not going to do, and I'm not going to do, squat. Because it does two things. Well, many things, but two in particular. It enlightens us, guides us, equips us. But it also constantly renews our mind of Christ. And without that, everything else is just nonsense. And just as Jesus told us, he said, greater works you'll do. He said, greater works you and I will do than what he did. Could it be that this might be part of that greater works? You'll begin to see your body align, your mind restored, your life filled with power. The power of God's blood flowing through you. And without Jesus paying it all on the cross, you and I would be nothing without that blood flowing. I can hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small, child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thy all in all. Sing it with me. Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, Lord, you washed me white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, I'll lay my trophies down, all down at Jesus' feet. Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, Lord, you washed me white as snow. White as snow, Lord, you washed me white as snow. Perhaps Jesus, the Holy Spirit's been talking to you this morning. He says, David, I don't know God, but I want to know him right where you are. If you'll just say, God, I believe that you sent your son to die for me on the cross. It's the only way to you. I want to follow him, Lord. Would you accept me into your kingdom? If you've said it and you believe it, then you got to receive it. Your name is written in the book of life. Maybe you're saying, David, I've been backsliding. I want to come back to God. Just like the prodigal son, God has his arms open for you. Say, David, I want to know more about the blood. I want to respect my blood. I want to stop eating the way I've been eating. I want to stop doing things to my body that I've been doing. I want to start exercising more. I want to treat my body better. I want to take care of my blood. If you're like me and you're repenting, you know, I repented of this and I have to repent every day. I say, God, keep me on track. But if you're repenting right now where you are, I believe there's tears coming down the face of people saying, God, forgive me for not taking care of my blood. People are getting revelations right now, I think, all over the world. But just remember, God's listening to you. He's forgiving you, and he's honoring you. And right now is the first day of the best in the rest of your life. Oh, Jesus paid it all. Oh, to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Lord, you washed me white. Why is snow? You're washed. I'm washed as white as snow. Praise God. I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful for God and for God giving us this intel, this information. I hope you're thankful for that, for giving us each other. I want to bring Shanita on. Hi, Shanita. Do you have anything to say? Can you hear me? Well, I guess we see you, but we don't hear you. Sorry. Anyway, she's at the down at the conference, and I know we've got people that need to be prayed for. I will try adding her to the stage again. I just want to mention to you guys, if you would like to, and I do this because I believe God asked me to do it. And if you consider helping this ministry, first of all, we need your prayers. That's number one. Your encouragement is number two. And number three is your financial support. If God is touching your heart, that anything we're doing, you believe is an asset to the kingdom, and you want to, you know, commit to this ministry. You don't have to commit ongoing, but you can commit one time if you'd like, or ongoing. That'd be great. DavidHeavener.tv/give. You can text the word chosen to 91999 or call 844-806-0006. We also want to pray for you too. And then also another thing is we have a ministry that if you donate land or a home or a car, it will bless them and it will bless us. 855-500-RIDE or 844-277-HOME. Okay. And then also too, please tell people about David Heavener TV. I appreciate it. I'm going to try bringing Shanita on one more time so we can get these prayer requests in. Let me see if I can get her here with me. No, don't think I can. Don't think it's possible. But anyway, all right, so we're going underground probably a little bit early today. And we've been talking about how Satan attacks through your blood, okay? And I believe there's people here that have been set free this morning. I certainly have been set free. Even as I speak, I hear God's voice. I hear things that when I'm praying, I don't hear. So I just want to thank you all for making this possible, for allowing me to come into your home, into your living room every Sunday morning. And also we're here every Sunday, Monday evening too. Okay, so we're going to underground, and don't forget, oh, by the way, just want to let you guys know, I will be in LA this coming Saturday. We're going to drive all the way across country from Daytona Beach, which is where we are now, and we'll be in Sherman Oaks on the 20th. I'll be with Dr. Bear and Destiny Yarborough and Leanne Pendergrass and a few other people will be speaking. So if you're an actor, even not an actor, but it's geared toward to the arts, but you can be anybody, come and join us. We really appreciate that. Don't forget about the red carpet, about the world premiere on the 15th of November. You can go to lastevangelistfestival.com and you can also submit your music and submit your film too. Okay. Remember, this ministry deals with children. There's many children out there that were subject to experiments years ago, even today, babies. We stand for them. We dig into it deep. We expose the dark side. Help us, stand with us and help us expose it, if you would. I really would appreciate that. God bless you guys. Don't forget go check out the Tribute to Charlie Kirk channel on DavidHeavener.tv. Okay, try one more time. Let's see. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, sorry about that.
Okay.
You can hear me. Okay.
I can hear you. We have just a few minutes. Yeah. Do you have a praise report?
Well, we do have praise reports. You've all been praying for Sandy. You've been praying for Donna's mom in the hospital. You've been praying for... one more, but for Rebecca. So we're just so thankful. And then you prayed for Betty and Gretchen, delivered the twins, Chloe and Cameron. They're absolutely adorable. We're just rejoicing with you, Betty and Sean and family. And yeah, we're praying this week for Robin, for Lori, for the Lowen family, for Molly, Josh, Zach, Kimberly, Callan, Lindsay, and Dale and Angie. We're praying for Robin Kay and Lori, and continuing prayers for Sandy, for Joseph, for Gemma, for Rebecca. And I think one of the beautiful things about doing a baptism in the ocean is that they gave us the opportunity to write our name in the sand as we went out into the water. And then when we came back, it was washed away. So like the past was washed away. And then we could write a little message on a seashell and cast it back into the water and just reflect on everything passed away. The old is gone, the new has come.
Okay, just to let people know, they had a baptism a couple of days ago here in Daytona. We're right on the beach. I'm speaking at Warrior Bride Conference. She needed to went to a baptism, and that is so awesome. A couple of things, praying for your mom. praying for Dr. Russell for an unspoken prayer request on him, and praying for everyone at the Warrior Bride Conference tonight. We're going to have a healing service. Pray that those that get healed stay healed, and also that God will bring more people to this conference for this. So, Shanita, I'm going to see you on the Underground in just a few minutes. I appreciate you.
Yeah, and a big thanks to Brian and Ruth, to Dr. Russell, to Greg Sunshine, to all of our faithful supporters, and
yes,
a huge welcome to our new TV members.
Oh, to our new, thank you, yeah, and also to Craig for his support, too.
Yes,
to
the thank
festival.
You, Craig.
We're trying to raise enough money to do this festival. We will do it, but to do it with honor and giving God the glory and credibility, we're still about, $1,800 off, but it'll work. It'll happen. Yeah. Just thank you all for it. Pray about it.
And we'll put up your logo next week, but the website is refinersfire2025.com. So refinersfire2025.com.
Okay. Yeah. And when you all support the festival, if you have a ministry or a business or something, we'll put your logo at the bottom. And if you're there in person, have you stand up and talk and say a few words. All right, Shanita, love you. Appreciate you.
Love you.
God bless. All right, folks, we've been talking about the blood. Once again, before we disconnect, keep Charlie Kirk's family, his wife, his children in your prayers, please. I have to be honest with you. His life didn't mean a whole lot to me. What I meant was, I didn't follow him a lot. I did from a distance. I watched him. He did good. He touched young people. I just have so much time in the day. I can't follow everybody, but what he was doing was great. His life didn't mean as much to me until his death happened. When his death happened, it planted a seed in my life. And I want to honor this man. I didn't know him. I did not know him. But he touched the lives of so many young people, teenagers, like, you know, at colleges and stuff like that. And they don't have anybody. They don't have people. They just have evil in these college campuses that feed them garbage, right? And I'm praying for these young people. They are not defeated. I know God's going to raise up a bigger and better Charlie Kirk right now. I know he's doing it. But it hurts when you see a warrior like this man taken out. And the young people hurting for him, they need the truth, and he's willing. I guess maybe the reason I'm connected to him is he was willing to take the hit. I'm willing to take the hit because you have to love truth. See, you have to get to the point in your life where you don't have anything left, which is where I got in my life. I had nothing left. There was nothing to turn to. I'd tried things. I'd had money. I'd had fame. I had whatever. I had nothing. I was down zero. All I wanted was truth, God. And when you get to that point, you become dangerous to the devil. Very dangerous. If I had it to do over again, I would have pleaded the blood over Charlie Kirk and his ministry and his wife. I just didn't know. But now I plead the blood over you, over my family, your family. When I say plead the blood, what I mean is we acknowledge it. We stand on it. It's our foundation. That's who we are. The blood of Jesus cleanses our blood, and our blood cleanses us. But we have to believe that. We've got to understand it. Okay. I love you guys, and I'll see you underground. God bless you. Hey, everybody, I am honored and blessed not to have just one new book out, but two new books. That's right, two new books. The first one is End Times Investigation. I deal with Hollywood mind control. I deal with demon portals, the alien-demon connection, astral projection, program multiples, satanic ritual abuse, and much, much more. The things that I talk about in Last Evangelist and on my shows, all my interviews I do, it's right here in this book, especially my life story. Also, True Power, how to access your true power in these last days, okay? It's a war manual for God's children. We need to learn the enemy's tactics and how to battle the enemy in these last days. Pick up a copy of this book. Just text the word CHOSEN to 999, or you can go to davidhebner.tv/order, or you can simply call 844-806-0006. And we have the new End Times DVD, 8 hours of me investigating things like Satanism, demonic powers, Illuminati, New World Order, Antichrist, One World Religion, End Times Miracles, Bible Prophecy, and the alien demon connection with L.A. Marzulli. So I want you to text the word CHOSEN to 91999, the word CHOSEN to 91999, and get the End Times Investigation DVD.